Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue? July 19th, 2040.
Seriously, is there no other way to get in? It's overhead HQ, there's more than one door.
Helipad is for emergencies only at the moment, sir.
This could end up being an emergency.
That's a lot of people, isn't it? Like Princess Diana crowds.
Well, people tend to get upset when they find out the world is ending.
Oh, everyone knew the world was ending. No one put down their cheeseburger or stopped using plastic bags, did they?
Can't we go any faster?
We are going as fast as we can, ma'am.
Those are some good placards. Go hyper fuck yourself. Overhead killed the world. Oh, well, that's a bit much. Oh, no, that one just says continue. I don't get it.
Oh, let me see. It's continue, but they've swapped the O for a U.
Ah, very clever.
I'd like to ask her if it was worth it.
What?
Aubrey Wood. Look what she's created. She wants to hurt people like you and me, fine, but what about all of them? How does doing this make anything better for them?
Well, I guess the truth can set you free, or some bollocks.
These people look free to you. The only thing they're free to do is rip us to bits. Hey, are you sure we're safe in here?
Pam, we're safe. We'll be through in a minute.
She was one of the smartest cryotech specialists in the world. Has she truly no idea how valuable... She should be helping us.
Well, personally, I'm pretty bloody glad Aubrey Wood won't be joining us in the future. She wants to burn her lottery ticket. I'll pass her the matches. Anyway, she stuck her head out too far this time. They'll find her soon. Hope they chuck her in one of those Amos prison pods. She'll be lucky to last a week. Bit like Titanic, this, isn't it? When Rose's mum is sat on the lifeboat watching everyone... watching it all happen.
watching the boat sink and all the poor people drown.
11 Oscars. Good movie. Bit quiet.
Clive, I need you to stop pretending that this is just another day at the office. You are freaking me out.
Hello? Hello?
They called you in. I'm sure they know you're here.
Yes.
Of course, they might not know I'm here.
Pam, we're a team. I'm sure they're going to take care of both of us.
Then why did they call you and not me?
They must have assumed we'd come in together. Right, joined at the hip. Clive and Pam.
What if it's not? What if they just want you and not... I've got friends, Clive. Other cryotech experts. Maybe we could go it alone. Build our own nest, hunker down somewhere safe. Maybe
Pam,
we could...
Pam, we don't need your scuzzy little mates to build us a Blue Peter cryopod out of toilet roll holders and sticky back plastic. Right? Come on. Come on, sit down.
Pam, hey, look at me. We invented this stuff. Well, you helped invent it and I sold it, but if it wasn't for you and me, the board of directors would be out there screaming like the rest of them. We've saved them. Them and who knows how many others. And now they're going to save us. This is our ticket, right? No one deserves this more than us.
Clive.
Fran, hi.
If you could come this way.
Ah, sure. Definitely. Let's go.
Dr. Jennings?
Francesca. Miss Jones.
Pam's with me.
If you could just wait there, Pam.
Sure.
Okay. Right.
I've got this. Just sit tight.
Okay.
Clive, my boy.
Malcolm, so good to see you.
Clive, it's been a while.
Rebecca, lovely to see father and daughter working side by side. Family, it's so important.
Indeed. I hope it wasn't too difficult getting in today.
Not my first mob.
No. Less machine guns than on the Aloha, as I recall.
Yeah. Crazy memories.
I wish I could have been there.
Do you?
Anyway, we don't want to waste your time, Clive.
Waste? No, good God. I'm thrilled to be here. I've been waiting for your call.
I'm sure you have, and with good reason. I hope you don't mind the formality of the setting.
Of course not.
Because this is, as I'm sure you can imagine, a very formal matter and nothing that should be dealt with lightly.
We are on the same page.
Mm.
So, for the record then, this week, as you know, the terrorist organisation led by Aubrey Wood leaked the information globally that the leaders of many major countries and corporations have taken measures to place themselves in cryonic preservation to avoid the now unpreventable ecological collapse of the planet that will render human life unsustainable within decades. The plan being to emerge from suspended animation when the Earth has returned to a point of stability able to support a new human civilization. A minimum of 1,000 years. Clive, you'll already know that Overhead are one of those corporations that have taken such measures to cryonically preserve certain assets and individuals.
Well, yes.
You took the order for the cryopods yourself.
I did.
And you recommended the site for the nest.
Yes, and it's all coming along wonderfully, I understand, ahead of schedule.
So,
Clive, we've invited you in today because we want you to be involved in this incredibly exciting time for the company.
Excellent.
You're a man who sees opportunity when no one else does.
Thank you.
A man who never gives up.
I'm flattered you think so.
The man to see the company through this coming struggle.
Thank you. What do you mean by that?
We'd like to offer you a promotion, Clive.
A promotion?
It's your time, Clive. After all you've given us, let us give something back.
I've got something in mind you could give me,
CEO,
actually.
CEO, Clive.
CEO?
CEO of Overhead Industries.
Sorry, I don't understand.
It's a lot to take in, I know. And a strange day to hear it, I'm sure. Not what we wanted. Wolves at the door and so on. But when did wolves ever bother you, eh, Clive?
Sorry, guys, are you trying to fuck me?
I beg your pardon.
You're making me CEO.
Yes.
What about the existing CEO?
Jack is taking a temporary leave of absence.
Temporary?
Temporary.
How about the COO?
Marguerite, too, is taking a leave of absence.
And the rest of the board? Are they taking a temporary leave of absence?
Hayley, Paul, Dev?
Clive.
And would this temporary leave of absence happen to fall around, oh, plucking a number out of the air, 1,000 years?
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
I think you might, yeah.
You think your authority would still be undermined, that you wouldn't have the autonomy a CEO should expect. Well, we've worked out an arrangement that we think is pretty splendid. The trade-off for you being offered the most powerful role in the most significant technology development company of the 21st century without interview or preparation is that there are certain areas of the company that will remain ring-fenced during your tenure. Matters with which you need not concern yourself.
Matters like the entire board of directors being chronically preserved using my tech?
That's on the list, yeah.
There's more than 300 cryopods in the overhead nest alone.
Spaces in the nest, as you know, are fiercely vetted for obvious reasons and have been calculated by the company alongside the highest levels of government. I'm sure you're aware of the strict requirements regarding the manifest as laid out in the Continue Nest protocols.
Rebecca, do you think I don't know who's on the manifest? Marguerite's au pair is on the manifest. I think you can squeeze in me and Pam.
Clive, the overhead nest manifest is full.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, because I am not on it.
The decision is made.
What, by who? By you? Fuck off, Fran.
By the board, Clive.
Malcolm, you can't be serious.
This is an opportunity, my boy. Think of what you could accomplish with all of overhead at your fingertips.
I have a daughter. My daughter.
She lives in Sweden, doesn't she? Engaged to a foreign dignitary of some kind. Her mother is still there too, I believe.
They all have their spaces booked. They'll be going to the future.
And your daughter couldn't secure you a space either.
Who the hell are you, Becky?
As my father says, Clive, you should look at this as an opportunity. We're turning you into the biggest fish in the pond. What you've always wanted. Gary?
Miss Landry?
See that Clive and his friend get home safely.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll send someone over to get things drawn up for your succession.
Right.
Oh, the comfort it brings me to know the company I helped build is in such safe hands. Congratulations, Chief Executive Officer Clive Bartholomew Shill.
Okay.
Clive, my boy, don't focus so much on the future at the expense of the moment.
Yeah, thanks, Qui-Gon.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, thanks. I'll be gone.
I'll have the car brought round the back, sir.
Thank you, Gary.
Clive.
Pam.
Would you like me to call my scuzzy little mates?
Yes, please.
Red Valley was written by Jonathan Williams, directed by Alan Mandel, and recorded at Orpheus Studio, London. All music, editing and sound design by Richard Orpheus Campbell, with Carol Pestridge as assistant director. Additional dialogue recorded by John Parkhouse, and original podcast artwork by Claire Hoops. Performances by Alexander Broad as Clive Shill, Rachel Fowler as Pamela Jennings, David Charles as Malcolm Landry, Natalie Day as Rebecca Landry, Carol Pestridge as Francesca Jones, Kit Lesner as Gary, Ramanjan Nelu Dusari as Driver, Chris Gregory and Charlie Richards as The Mob, and Natalie Day as Blue Sky. Thanks as always to the Overhead Board of Directors, Jack Reese, Marguerite Kenner, Dev Patel, Paul James and Hayley Daniel. Thanks so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo.
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this.
Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.